that knew Mr. Bennett's. You will be missed, and your legacy is intact, sir.
Yes.
It's a great show today.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was fun. Set. Great game.
Great game, everybody. We'll meet you back here for another one.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report. Qatar's foreign ministry confirms Americans were not included in the 11 hostages released today by Hamas. But there is hope now that a truce has been extended. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Hamas officials in Gaza have agreed to release at least 20 more women and children who have been held hostage for over 7 weeks now in exchange for more humanitarian aid being trucked into Gaza.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Even with that additional amount of time, it will be impossible to satisfy all the dramatic needs of the population in Gaza.
Through an interpreter, spokesman Daniel Hagari says Israel's looking ahead.
We are collecting the intel and preparing ourselves for the next phases of this war. The objectives are very clear. We want to dismantle Hamas and bring the hostages home.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a chance of flurries. Lows around 6 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tomorrow. 17 tomorrow night. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. The push to close the Green Bay State Prison is intensifying. Alloway Village President Jim Rafter says the aging prison is not just a danger to people inside the lockup, it's dangerous to people who live around it.
GBCI, as I've been told, is a powder keg waiting to blow. You've had people on lockdown since June, and any modifications that have been just announced don't stop that.
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Granite Peak is getting ready for skiers. Brittany Merlot has the story.
With the colder temperatures taking over, it's got Granite Peak firing from all cylinders, making snow. The ideal temperature needs to be around 20 to 25 degrees. There's a formula to it, with humidity and temperature combined. And now that those ideal snowmaking conditions are here, Granite Peak's team is working hard to get the slopes ready for skiers. Snowmaking crews are working 12-hour shifts, running between 50 and 75 snow machine guns. They want 1 to 2 feet of snow on each trail before they open the slopes. Depending on Mother Nature, they hope to open the ski hill in the next week or two.
The skate park at Witter Park Aquatic Center is now closed for the season in Wisconsin Rapids. Remember, they have their early bird special going on for season passes to the water park for next year, now until January 31st. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Bucks with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down 26 points, but came back to win 108-102 over the Portland Trail Blazers at five-serve form. It was the largest come-from-behind win in the NBA so far this season. At one point, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored on a tip-in, then ran the length of the court and blocked a shot for a basket by Portland. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He's one of the greatest players to play this game. and he showed it tonight.
The Bucks play in Miami tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers are back at practice today. Their next game is Sunday night at Lambeau Field against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, yesterday, the Chiefs were down 14-0 to the Raiders. They came back to win, though, 31-17. College football, the Badgers finished out the regular season with a 28-14 win in Minnesota. Running back Braylon Allen rushed for 165 yards and scored 2 touchdowns.
It was good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a chance of flurries. Lows around 6 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tomorrow. 17 tomorrow night. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. Well, I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like, really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown.
Have you ever
radio.
Wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back, Monday edition, Dom.
Crutey, happy Monday to you. Nate, welcome back. Work on the board. Thank you, sir, our fair audience. Happy Monday to us all.
Dom, I'm a little under the weather, but I felt like I owed it to you and the audience to come and do a show today. You know, it's been 6 days since we did any trash talking on the radio, any politicking, Dom.
Right.
And here's the great news. Monday morning, we have a candidate. And no, it's not an opponent to Tammy Baldwin. I don't think they found anyone with that sort of courage, John.
Not yet.
But they did find a man who's a little foolhardy, and he's the former AG of the state of Wisconsin, a wanker appointee to the Waukesha County Court. And now, Dom, now he's throwing his name out there again, this time for the highest court in the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Supreme Court. He wants to go against Ann Walsh Bradley. That's the good Bradley when she's on the ballot in 2025. So here he is declaring, Dom, in 2023.
Getting out there quick, man. It takes a while for Schimmel to warm up, if I recall.
Dom, we've seen his campaign rollouts prior. And Your friend, less mine, but your friend, Vicki McKenna.
Our colleague in radio.
Our colleague in talk radio. Inferior product down the dial. But anyways.
Oh, aren't they all?
When he declared his candidacy the last time around, Dom, she had him on the show right away. And he was not ready for prime time. And she took some note of it, Dom. And here is what she said about the candidate, newly announced Brad Schimmel, my bad. Hate Schimmel, to conflate him and the GOP chairman, Brian Schimming.
Between the two of them, there's a B and an S. There's a lot of BS around here, Crutey.
There is a lot of BS with these two. But let's turn it towards Vicki. What was her opinion of the candidate, his first campaign rollout? Attorney General, he's aiming high, Dom. How'd he do?
I suspect there's going to be a primary for the candidacy for Attorney General, but Brad's the first name that's actually officially, you know, gotten into the race. I'm hoping that there is a vision to be fleshed out. Moving forward in the candidacy, look, you can say no. Here, this is just how it works in media. You can always say no to a request for an interview, and I kind of wish Mr. Schimmel had said no. I don't think he was ready for that. I mean, those are some pretty easy questions. I'm gonna invite Mr. Schimmel back on. I think it was straight out of the box. He just wasn't ready for the interview. Should have just said no.
Just say no, Crudy.
Did Nancy Reagan teach us nothing, Dom? So let's hear from the candidate, though. This, again, some time ago when he first ran for attorney general, and shockingly, he was successful. That would have been the 2014 elective cycle, I believe. Yeah, yeah. And then he was defeated in 2018, the same year Wanker got sent packing, when Evers and Josh Call won. And then he got appointed on Wanker's way out the door, right? Made him a judge. So
made
then
him
he
a judge
could...
in Waukesha. Now, you know, it's a stepladder for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race in 2025.
Now, Dom, I understand he lives in Waukesha County, but my understanding, the candidate less convinced. Nate, we've got more sound of Brad Schimmel when he first announces an AG candidate. Let's remind the people of the quality of this candidate. A couple of his quotes.
I don't even know my own website address. I don't have a lot of expertise. I don't even know my own address.
I'm unconvinced if he lives in Waukesha County or not, Dom. He does not know his own address. Has anybody verified whether or not Schimmel has bought up the right names? Did he buy up the Brian Schimming for Supreme Court? It could happen. It could have.
Brad Schimmel. He also had some interesting comments interviewed. Again, this is back in, 2014. I think it was I on Oshkosh did an interview with Brad Schimmel.
Cable access. Could have said no to that one too, Brad.
And, of course, Brad Schimmel, the Republicans in general, Brad Schimmel specifically, very, very law and order-y. Here's what he had to say in response to a question from Ion, Wisconsin. I'll play that one, please, Nate.
But if you had been attorney general in, say, the 1950s in a state that did not allow interracial marriage, do you think the proper role of an attorney general then was to not put himself or herself into the mix and say this is
deep
wrong?
Deep side.
It
is. And I understand the argument.
Your job is to uphold the law, even if it's something that we might back in the future as absurd or something.
Well, it might be distasteful to me.
Okay.
But.
Right. I appreciate your answer.
I've got to stay consistent with that as the state's lawyer. It's not my job to pick and choose.
And I don't know how you interpret that. And I know in my impression is some hardcore Republicans are, you know, perhaps really not down for the interracial marriage. So it seems to me if Brad Schimmel had the opportunity to enforce a law against interracial marriage, he would have to do it.
Deep sigh. But there'd be some sighing first, Dom. There'd be
deep sighing first. Yes. And fundraising, I'm sure.
Is there any credible coverage of this? Well, we've got our friend Jesse Apoyan at the Journal Sentinel trying to put the best face on this candidacy she can. Former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel plans to launch a campaign for Wisconsin Supreme Court this week, setting up an early challenge to the court, a newly cemented liberal majority. The court's newly cemented liberal majority, a source close to Schimmel, confirmed his plans to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. The Waukesha County Circuit Court judge, by appointment, has a special announcement scheduled Thursday evening at the Weddle Manufacturing in Waukesha. His early entrance to the race sets him up as the first conservative challenger to liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. That's the good one, who is expected to seek a fourth 10-year term in 2025. She has already expressed, Ann Walsh Bradley, that she will run for re-election, so that's good news. And the news was first reported on the conservative website, Wisconsin Right Now. Schimmel, 58, was elected to lead the State Department of Justice in 2014 and lost his 18 re-election bid to Democrat Josh Call by less than a percentage point the same year Democratic Governor Tony Evers defeated Scotty Wanker. Before leaving office, Walker appointed Schimmel to the Waukesha County Circuit Court. Wow, I remember thanks, all these details. All these details, Dom. No other challengers have announced plans to run for the seat Bradley has held since 1995. Bradley, 73, told reporters in April when Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz was elected that she had plans to run again. Must be nice to serve in the majority for a change. It's been 15 years. Right. Now, Dom, Bradley fended off a challenge from Rock County Circuit Court Judge James Daly in 2015 with a 16-point victory margin. You're welcome, Ann Walsh. I think it was the devil's advocate's bump we had her on the show.
I'm sure it was. Curdy Jesse Poyne goes on to write at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The challenge to the court's longest-serving member could append the massive victory Liberals secured in April with Protasiewicz's 11-point victory, which flipped the court's ideological majority for the first time in years. That race was the most expensive judicial contest in U.S. history. Well, it was then. Wait till 2025, Curdy. No concrete details about Schimmel's campaign operation were immediately available. Crudy apparently doesn't even know his own website. At least he didn't back in 2014. Perhaps he'll be a little more prepared this time.
Well, he's got a year and a half to take a running start at it.
If we don't get it first, Schimmel's former campaign manager, Johnny Koromanos, works for the Republican Attorneys General Association and is expected to volunteer his time to support Schimmel's efforts. I will support Brad in anything he wants to do, and I think he's exactly the candidate we need, he told the Journal Sentinel. Before serving as Attorney General.
Well, I was just going to say, I think he's got a better shot at it than, let's say, Dan Kelly 3.0.
Can't spell Kelly without two L's. Schimmel received a bachelor's degree in political science from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and a law degree from the UW Law School. He joined the Waukesha County Circuit District Attorney's Office in 1990 and was elected Waukesha County District Attorney in 2006. Wisconsinites, here's a quote from Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler. Wisconsinites rejected Schimmel after a single term as Attorney General because his extreme politics and inept mismanagement became too great to ignore. With thousands of rape kits left untested at the state crime lab and millions of dollars wasted on partisan efforts to suppress voting rights and push new restrictions on abortion access. Schimmel's campaign launch comes as the court considers a number of high-profile cases, including a challenge to the state's electoral maps and an effort to eliminate funding for the state taxpayer-funded school voucher programs and independent charter schools. A challenge to the state's 1849 abortion ban is also expected to make its way to the high court. Brad Schimmel getting in the race early. That man needs a long time to warm up. Let's put it that way.
Dom, I wasn't feeling great today, but the news of Schimmel jumping in the race also encouraged me to jump on the radio with you because, I mean, if this is the best and the brightest the Republicans have to offer, Dom...
I'm sure it'll be a primary, Crudy, right? I mean,
I'm just going to say I'm unimpressed.
You can say no. You don't have to do an interview. You can say no. It is okay. Just say no.
I'm still trying to remember the details of the John Doe 3. Remember? Wasn't Schimmel behind that? And didn't he decide ultimately we should destroy all the evidence? Isn't that legal practice? I mean, did he learn that at UW or University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee?
Yeah, that was the poli-sci major, not the law major portion of his education, perhaps.
Dom, we've also got some troubling news about the governor of the state of Wisconsin using a secret email address. He's got a pseudonym. Perhaps it's his porn name. We'll talk about it more in just a minute.
You're listening to
Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Reality, everyone, you can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, has a false email name that he uses with some frequency, and apparently he's following the example of the prior gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, the Wanker. Wanker set the example, but Tony is choosing to follow this bad example. Dom, I don't think it's
that's a
good
bad idea. I don't like that idea.
Anything that was originated from Scott Walker's pea brain should not be followed or emulated. Also, did you see what he's using as the name, Dom? The false email address that he uses, apparently because he doesn't want to get spammed, but his false email name, porn name perhaps, Dom, Warren Spahn. Warren Spahn.
Who's Warren Spahn, Crudy?
Well, he's a hell of a pitcher for the Milwaukee Braves back in the 1950s. Now, I was not old enough to see Warren Spahn play.
Tony was.
Well, you know, if I was picking a pseudonym, porn name, email address, I'd pick someone from the current era of Milwaukee Brewers baseball, or, you know, maybe one of the classics. Hall of Famer.
Raleigh Finger.
No, Paul Molitor. Although, Raleigh definitely had that porn stash going on.
Come on.
Oh, just call me Raleigh Fingers. That works.
So, Dom, I don't like this idea whatsoever. Come on. You're public officials. You shouldn't be, like, having, you know... We'll just get into the article. Tyler Katzenberger reporting. Crew, do you want to jump on that?
Sure. Conservatives are raising concerns about Governor Tony Evers using a pseudonym to communicate via email, a longstanding and bipartisan practice Wisconsin governors have engaged in for years to communicate about public business. That's not the way it's supposed to work, though.
I like that.
Concerns come after a conservative website, Wisconsin Right Now, published a now-defunct email address used by Evers to communicate with other government officials about public business. The email, warren.spahn@wisconsin.gov, is named after Hall of Fame Milwaukee Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. It is not listed in the public directories. Tony doesn't want us emailing him, Dom. Republican Governor Scott Walker, who was in office between 2011 and 2019, what do you know, also used a pseudonym. Kevin.Scott@Wisconsin.gov.
Is that Scott sure. P. Walker or Scott K. Walker?
He used that to communicate via email, according to Walker's former chief legal counsel, Katie Ignatowski. And the alternative email allowed Walker to use an inbox that wasn't flooded with emails from constituents. Because who in the world would ever want to hear from us, Dom? Though she noted constituent emails were handled by staff, he wasn't ever going to pay attention anyways.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't go tonight. I got to clean up my inbox.
And that Walker still saw such emails as needed. The boss was on a need-to-know basis. You don't need to know about what's going on, Wanker. Ignatowski, said Walker's administration worked with attorneys in the State Department of Justice and felt there was a legal basis to protect Walker from being emailed directly. Given that there were other ways for constituents to contact the governor's office, I tried many times, Dom. 266-1212. Never answered. Never answered. Nope.
If there were things he needed to see, it's not like he never saw them. It would just come through an alternative channels. There's a lot of triage that happened. Yeah, I guess it's going to have to happen when you got lots of email addresses.
The practice, and you got to clean up lots of messes.
Right. The practice was discouraged by the Department of Justice under former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, according to former Assistant Deputy Attorney General Daniel Lennington, who now works for the conservative legal firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Evers spokeswoman Britt Krutobeck said in an email Monday that non-public facing email addresses are a digital security practice used for more than a decade. Such threats include phishing, spam, and other email correspondence that could monitor, disrupt, or otherwise breach state information technology infrastructure. Both Walker and Evers regularly provided public records from the alternate email addresses, according to Ignakowski, and responses to past requests for records from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. In fact, in every instance in which our office has provided such responsive records, we have explicitly made requesters aware of these addresses and the purpose of the redaction in providing responsive records, Krutobeck wrote. Lennington told the Journal Sentinel the practice definitely has happened in previous administrations. However, he said it was not condoned or recommended by the Wisconsin Department of Justice and Office of Open Government. Yeah, you think? At least since he worked for the DOJ from 2012 to 2019. In fact, it's been explicitly discouraged. Lennington said the entire purpose of using an alias is to evade public scrutiny. If the idea is there should be multiple email addresses for the governor because he needs one to avoid clutter, officials could easily create an additional email address using the name that makes it clear who the official is. Spokeswoman for Attorney General Josh Call did not immediately respond to questions from the Journal Sentinel. Bill Leaders, president of the president of Government Transparency Watchdog, Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, questioned the Evers administration's justification for withholding email addresses from public records. It strikes me as just nonsense. There's a way in which digital security can be compromised for every email address. Basically, if that argument holds, then no email addresses of anyone should ever be made public.
Now you're starting to catch on, Dom.
Right.
They don't want to share.
President and founder of the Wisconsin Transparency Project and Open Records Watchdog Group didn't think the email's use was inherently problematic as long as public records were being shared properly. Still, he questioned what he called a fox in the henhouse problem. It doesn't violate open records laws, but the real risk is that it creates the opportunity for abuse. If people make records requests for their governor's emails, how do you know if they're searching those secondary email accounts? You don't, unless they admit they exist. The alternative email reported by Wisconsin Right Now has been inactive for years and bounced a Monday morning inquiry from the Journal Sentinel. Evers continues to use a different non-public-facing email that is redacted on records sent from the governor's office.
Following the fine prior example of Scott Walker, I mean, saying it's been happening for a decade means it happened under Scott Walker and now it's happening under Tony Evers. I don't think this is a great idea. It's not a good look. Can't we just be above reproach?
You know, I have many email addresses. It's kind of a pain in the ass to check them all.
You're not a public figure, though, Dom.
I get that. I guess my point is, I understand that it can be burdensome to get through the spam and all that kind of stuff. Sure, okay. But you got staff, man. And again, it's not like Scott Walker's not, you know, going to the fundraiser because he's got to clean out his, you know, email box. You know what I'm saying? How do we know that there's only two? How do you know there's not a third or a fourth or a fifth? You know what I mean? Come on, people. When government accountability groups think it's a bad idea, when you Republican and different DOJ officials say, no, it's explicitly not advised to do that, and they still do it, well, you know, I guess that's their call to make, but it doesn't look good, and I don't like it.
I'm just assuming Tony's exposing his porn name, Warren Spahn. More devil's advocates. You could be a part of this big show. I'm not feeling it. Dom's doing okay. You could be the star.
You.
844.
You.
You, Danny. 844-967-2789. Your calls could be next.
I ain't forgot about you, boo. Where my man Bugs at? Talk about that G.
J-Rock group. Ha, coming at you, baby.
I put your boogie shoes on.
Your home for the Devil's.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 rates in Milwaukee County appear to be spiking after the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. About 99 people in Milwaukee County are in the hospital with COVID-19. That's 50% more than a week ago. The county's chief health policy advisor is urging people to get the latest booster shot. It's designed to guard against the specific strains going around this year. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Shulton speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, November 28th. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. In Port Edwards, the Public Safety Regular Monthly Meeting will take place at 5, and the Planning, Legislative, Property, and Information Technology Meeting will begin at 6. In Portage County, the Stevens Point Special Downtown Business Improvement District Board will meet at 10 a.m. at the Area Convention and Visitors Bureau Boardroom. The County Planning and Zoning Committee meeting, scheduled for 5 p.m., has been canceled. The Village of Whiting will hold their Public Works and Parks Committee meeting at 6 at the Village Municipal Center. In Adams County, the Local Emergency Planning Commission will meet from 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Community Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badgers bring home the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers battled in Minnesota and won 28-14 to bring home the Paul Bunyan axe. Head coach Luke Fickell says it was the Badgers' offensive line that made the difference.
It was all because of those guys. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't, we have a good idea what they're going to do, and we've been stopped on two other fourth. Like, look, if we're going to be who we want to be, we're going to have to put it on those guys' shoulders.
Wisconsin finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field today. They host the Chiefs Sunday night. NBA, the Bucks put on a show at home. Baseball manager Craig Counsell was in attendance. The Bucks with a 108-102 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard scored 31 points and was asked on Bally Sports how they came back from a 26-point deficit.
We showed a lot of togetherness. We showed a lot of resilience. We've been in that situation a few times this season where our character was tested, our togetherness was tested, and we showed true again.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a chance of flurries. Lows around 6 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 23 tomorrow. 17 tomorrow night. Cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm back to work Monday edition. Hope everyone had a great and safe and grateful Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I got to tell you, Dom, I'm not fully recovered. I'm on the mend, though. I'm sitting here at home.
Eat too much turkey, man? I mean, what happened?
Technically, I think no turkey touched my lips. I'm not a turkey guy, so it wasn't the turkey.
Just never had it made properly for you, man.
We tried a new Korean place on Saturday night and found ourselves there inadvertently because the place we wanted to go to had terrible service. Well, the service was excellent, and they had this scale for the food I chose. I chose a little Korean barbecue dom, but the scale was spicy to pain. And I got to tell you, I've been on the pain end of that spectrum. My prediction, pain. I've been living it, Dom. I have been rolling around holding my belly for like 36 hours.
Oh, no, dude.
But although the body's not willing, the mind is able. I'd like to think, you know, so let's keep doing a show, man, and let's keep bringing our callers in because life gets easier with callers at 844-967-2789. Don't let your buddy Crudy down today or you'll get stuck with just Dom.
Uh-oh, don't do that. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are up. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Well, you know, I have to say I've been very thankful all Thanksgiving because, you know, you guys have did such an outstanding job, you know, with Civic Media, and it's just, you know, like a gift to all of Wisconsin, and just very, very thankful for all the work you do and all the outstanding programs that you guys have too. And I just love Mrs. Crute. She's got a really great show. I mean, you guys got a variety and all really special people, and all the people that, you know, are your producers, answer the phone. I mean, it's just outstanding. But the reason that I called is that I got to tell you that our governor, his office does return calls. And I've had several calls returned because, you know me, I call situations and I get calls back. So, nice. And I'm polite, though. So I have to tell you that one. But he does return, I mean, not him, but his office does return calls. And they do pay attention to what people have to say. So I want to give him kudos for that, guys. I don't have email or anything like that, but I still use the phone, and I've been really impressed. So I just wanted to add my 2 cents worth on that one.
Oh, appreciate and that. Jeannie, did you reach out to the former governor, Scott Walker's office, yes, over the years? And what was your response like then?
Yes, I did. Oh, and with their office, I'll tell you one thing, is that's when I quit taking phone surveys, you know, on who you're going to vote for and stuff, was when Scotty Walker was running, in the recall election. I got phone calls from him, you know, from people working on his campaign, pretending they were surveyors, you know, doing the surveys, and they were just awful. In fact, I called public radio on that one, because I never had a survey where they would argue with me and push their points. And I thought, oh, no more. I ain't answering the phone if it's anybody asking about Republicans. I'm sorry to say, but they've all turned like the Scotty Walker branch. So anyway, thank you so much for taking my call and keep up the great work. I'm so proud of you guys. You do an outstanding job.
Wait. I got last point for you, Jeannie. Did you hear my little conversation with CJ on Thanksgiving Day?
No, where do I find it? Because I want to hear it.
The entire conversation, a one-hour conversation, has now been podcasted thanks to the hard work of Nate. But I knew you didn't listen because nobody did. I looked at the numbers. Nobody listened. It's Thanksgiving. People don't do politics on Thanksgiving. But if you want to go back, that CJ conversation, the full, unedited, it exists as a podcast. Find it at the civicmedia.us. And I would recommend you don't do that.
Well, I want to hear you. I think that would be great. I'm going to listen to it after the show today. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Have a good evening, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. You too.
Appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. She's always so nice, Jeannie. So different than you. And some other audience members. Here's Andrew from Verona. I think I'll buy Crudy a bottle of the world's spiciest pepper sauce for Christmas. I might not live to the new year if you did, Andrew.
Come on, you got to work up. You got to build your system up, man.
I have never been so miserable for the last couple of days, and I had abdominal surgery a couple years back. This hurts worse.
Okay, so I want to be clear here, though. Is it your? I mean, because there's bugs going around, there are viruses going around, whatever. I mean, are you tying this to too
yes.
much spice? Is that
yes?
Okay. Without
absolutely.
Question.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Rolling stomach cramps for 2 days attributable to like a painful amount of spice. And I don't know if he's getting over on the white dude. You know, here's where I think we went wrong. This guy said, well, I used to be over here. And my wife said, oh, I knew there was a reason we'd seen you before, but we never ate there, right? So he probably figures we weren't going to be regulars anyways. And he gave me the full spicy, spicy.
Did you ask? He gave you a range of spice.
Of 2 to 5, 1 to 5.
1 to 5.
One being not spicy, 2 being spicy, like spicy is 2.
Yeah.
And 5 being like death by Korean barbecue.
And what
I requested the 2, but I ended up somewhere on the pain category.
Okay, so you think perhaps it was they didn't, or maybe the 2 was just stronger than you thought it would be.
I mean, if that's 2,
I'm just saying,
I'd be dead at 3 or 4 or 5.
Well, maybe you, dead. Man. Yeah, see, but you don't eat that stuff like every day. You're not, how often do you eat spicy food, Mike?
Me, I like to eat spicy food. I got no qualms. I like Cajun. I like Italian, although that's usually garlicky spicy. That's not the same sort of spicy. But,
right.
Back when I had a favored Chinese joint in this town, I used to like it a little spicy. And every so often I get the Mongolian beef with a few too many peppers in it. You know, I've been on the edge of spicy, Dom, but I crossed that line somewhere along Saturday night at 9 o'clock. I crossed that line. And I've been regretting it ever since.
Maybe the spice just didn't mix well with the rum.
Well, I wasn't drinking rum. Actually, they had very affordable Spotted Cows, 2 of them. $5 for a Spotted Cow. That's not a bad deal. So I had 2 Spotted Cows.
All right. So was it? Wow, man. Tough. I'm glad you're on the mend, man. I hope you feel better soon.
I do, too. Because otherwise you're doing the show without me the next couple days.
Just drink lots of milk, man. And none of that skim. You drink whole milk.
Water. I'm not even drinking my beloved Diet Mountain Dew, Dom. Water. I'm basically fasting on water right now.
No Diet Mountain Dew? Man, how many days has it been since you had a Diet Mountain Dew?
About 36 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Saturday night till now. No, that's not true. I had a Diet Dew on Sunday.
Okay.
I had a Diet Dew on Sunday, but by Sunday night, I was in serious pain. I was up every 2 hours and
oh no, dude,
I got
terrible.
Maybe a solid 90 minutes straight of sleep at any given time, and here I am whining about it on the radio because that's what everybody wants to hear about. Hey, you hear Crudy's got a stomach flu or can't handle his Korean food? I don't know what the problem is, but can we talk some more politics? That's what the people are probably wondering, Dom. Little politics,
just a little.
I've got an idea for us, Dom. We could talk about the new maps. If, you know, Crudy gets his true hope, we'll have new legislative maps here in the state of Wisconsin. We'll turn over the gerrymander that we've suffered through for more than a decade here in the state of Wisconsin. And at the online daily urbanmilwaukee.com, Stephen Walters reports justice is favoring new legislative maps. Well, Dom, they face tough choices. Extra spicy choices, some might say. The four justice state Supreme Court majority that seems intent on ordering some new legislative district maps must answer some very complex logistical and political questions in whatever ruling it issues. In 3 hours of lively debate last week, conservative justices repeatedly stressed that the district lines the court ordered in April of 2022 is a legal precedent that should not be overturned until new maps are drawn. You know, in like 2031, Dom. Everybody knows why we're here, said conservative justice, the bad Bradley, Rebecca, challenging lawyers for the Democratic legislators and other groups who want new maps drawn before the November 2024 elections. And Bradley referred to the April election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who replaced retiring conservative Justice Pat Rogensack. Next time I go out for lunch with Pat, I'm going to give her some spicy Korean, who was one of the four justices that put in place the current boundaries. The Democrats insist unfairly favor Republicans who've controlled the legislature for 12 years. And the April 22 ruling putting current lines in place was conclusive, the bad Bradley insisted, asking lawyers for the Democrats why they sat on their hands and didn't file the new challenge until Protasiewicz joined the court in August. Well, we all know why. We all know why. Don't we, Dom?
We do. Crudy, but that reconsideration question was decided in October when the new four-justice majority ordered that current legislative district lines be reviewed, and Protasiewicz refused request to recuse herself from the rehearing. That shifted the debate to important questions the four-justice majority will have to decide. First, number one, Crudy. How badly do the current lines for the 99 assembly districts, which are the building blocks for the 33 Senate districts, fail constitutional requirements that districts be contiguous and compact and respect town boundaries as much as possible? Question mark. Should new maps be redrawn statewide or only regionally? The number of islands of voters whose homes are not physically connected to the assembly districts they are assigned to is unconstitutional and shocks people, argued Mark Gaber, one of the several attorneys asking for new maps. Over half the assembly districts in this state have a contiguity problem, said Justice Jill Karofsky. If we find these maps unconstitutional, don't we just start all over? But minor adjustments, quote unquote, in only three regions, Oshkosh, Madison, and Eau Claire, would move about 15,000 voters to new assembly districts and fix most of these problems, countered Rick Essenberg of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. You can fix this problem, he added. You exist to solve legal problems, not to redistrict anew.
Well, I'm sure that's the solution. They had like three new boundaries and Dane, Eau Claire, and what was the third down?
Oshkosh, Madison, and Eau Claire, yep.
Well, two of those three districts are pretty damn blue, and I got to say, the Oshkosh area and the most recent, the Protasiewicz race, a lot bluer than it used to be.
Number two, Crudy, if both Assembly and Senate boundaries the court approved last year unconstitutional, should special elections be held in November 24 for the 17 senators who won four-year terms last November, question mark? That would mean that all 132 legislators, 99 Assembly members, and 33 senators would be up for re-election in November of 2024. A quote from Bradley, unseating the 17 senators who won four-year terms last year would be an extraordinary remedy. I can't imagine something less democratic. Protasiewicz seemed to agree, forcing those 17 senators to run again, an extreme option. Third, who should draw the new map since justices made it clear they do not have the technical expertise to do so? Justice Dallet asked the question of every lawyer who appeared before the court, saying she wanted to make sure no special interest group put a thumb on the scale. And fourth, Crudy, would court-drawn maps violate the constitutional requirement that power be shared equally between the executive branch of government, headed by the governor, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch? Lots of questions, Crudy. Lots of questions. We know they're unconstitutional. If you 17 senators got elected with unconstitutional maps, run again. I'm fine with it. Let's get to it.
You know, ironic that Ziegler, Annette Ziegler, would say, we don't have the facts before us. Why start it here and why start it now? This was fast track to the end game. This was a Republican, a conservative that was more than willing to take original jurisdiction on anything they wanted to overturn. That's why. More Devils. 844-967-2789.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Partner now with the greatest radio show.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Devils Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates radio show, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Hoosier Bob, you are next. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Okay. Concerning adverse reactions to capsaicin, which is what you're suffering. All right. Did you try baking soda and water?
I've barely been able to choke water down.
Dude, you've got to counteract the acid. That's what's eating you up.
That I believe.
You need a base. You need a base. Baking soda is the nearest and possibly the most efficient one you're going to take.
This so sounds all very...
I mean, like this is like a teaspoon like and a glass of water? Or what are we talking about? Like
Take a teaspoon of baking soda, reach into the refrigerator, and get the box out of the back if you have to.
Oh, that's got all the smells in it, though. That's not going to help my upset tummy.
Yeah, think about what you're expelling right now.
Nobody needs that visual.
No, Bob, we don't want to think about that, but we appreciate the medical advice, Bob.
Yeah. But can I just take a teaspoon of baking soda, put it in at least 8 ounces of water or 10 and drink it and get ready to start burping.
Well, that doesn't work well so on the radio, Hoosier Bob.
Well, you're going to have to start breaking that stuff down, because if it gets down to where it wants to leave you voluntarily, you ain't going to like it.
No, he won't. Thanks.
My prediction, pain.
Or pain. That's a great, I don't know. I mean, it sounds logical. You heard it on the radio. Bob said it, so it must be true. Maybe do a little Google on that, Crudy. And, you know, have you tried anything? Have you taken anything for it, man? Like over the counter?
Well, you know, I just thought I'd be okay for day one. You know, I was a little uncomfortable, but it was day two, Sunday night. That kicked my ass, and I've felt terrible all day today. You know, get the chills. I'm wrapped in an Afghan right now. I'm broadcasting wrapped in a grandma Afghan, Dom. That's all I'm feeling.
Oh, man. 844-967-2789. Politics, healthcare. What do you got for us? Cindy from Appleton. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Cindy.
Hello. Well, Curdy, I honestly think that a conversation for 1 hour with CJ would be much more painful than a Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah, but I got to end the conversation with CJ. This has not stopped yet. This pain is unrelenting. You know,
Bob might be onto something, though, because, you know, that does actually kind of kill acid. So I guess you got nothing to lose by giving it a shot anyway. So let us know how it works.
All right.
Well, if you hear me burping in the next hour, Cindy, you'll know what happened.
You got anything else for us today, Cindy? All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Curdy, I don't know about you, but if I were you, I'd try some hydroxychloroquine or perhaps some ivermectin. I mean, I would listen to the senior senator from Wisconsin. Try all the drugs, Mike.
I have strongly considered that as my game plan, trying all the drugs.
Everything, all the time. You're like an Eagles song.
Well, you know, here's the problem. If my wife's like, why don't you go to the doctor? I'm like, well, you know, it's the first really bad day. If it's still going on Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll make a trip in. But, you know, what are they going to do? Give me some pain pills? That'll just bind me up.
Give me a glass of water with some baking soda and a $500 bill.
Drink it, Crudy. Drink it.
Go, go, go.
I'm drinking water sans baking soda. No special diet due for me today.
Crudy, man, off the do. Keep with it. Keep with it. 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We got Nate working the phones. This Urban Milwaukee piece, Crudy.
Yes.
Justices favoring new legislative maps face tough questions. Stephen Walters reporting from today, urbanmilwaukee.com. You mentioned how ironic it is that some of these Republicans, well, why are we here? You know, this is so quick. And what about these 17? And apparently Proto Savage is like, okay, yeah, maybe that is a little extreme. But I got to tell you, man, if these maps are the result of unconstitutional gerrymandering, why wouldn't we do everything we can to fix them now? Now. I mean, we have elections every year. There's always something going on. Why would we possibly wait until 2030, 2031 to enact new maps if you know that they're unconstitutional? 844-967-2789. Dick, you're up with your thoughts.
Hey, Dick.
Hello, Dick. You're on the air.
Apparently he's sick to his stomach.
Are you sure it's not a result of the conversation with CJ?
You know, we got a couple of people that actually did listen. It wasn't a big number. It was Thanksgiving.
You know, I'm surprised, to be honest with you, that it didn't have the ratings of, say, when MASH went off the air or Seinfeld. I was really expecting
Cheers, you know,
like that.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's my qualm with the conversation. I was actually, you know, it was my choice. I made the conversation of my own volition. I brought the Trumpster troll band for the pumpkin spice season, CJ, and we had a human conversation. But here's the problem, Dick. Nobody wants to stick around for an hour of me trying to convince a Trumpster to be a human.
Were you face to face with this? Did you actually?
We actually started out like Dom and I did. We were face to face through a virtual because he's a snowbird, apparently. CJ's vacationing down south. But eventually we did have some issues. So a lot of it was phone after we got started. But, you know, still damn.
Well, I'll have to check it out when I want my blood pressure to go up.
You might be surprised. Here is a texter. We listened. It was so good. Kelly from Madison. Got to wonder about Kelly's taste. But anyways, here's another one. Dana, our buddy from La Crosse. I did listen to the second half hour on my drive home from dinner. Apparently, he's also upset stomached. And here's one. Was it Tom's red pepper? No, it wasn't. But somebody's pepper got me. Here's a couple more. Beef jerky chew does a good number on the acid. Coming from a man who does lots of diet soda, there's some Bob love. And then Camps says, Viagra helps. That's not going to help.
You're listening. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is over the back fence? Let's say you have a
three-piece children's luggage set,
or a
Kevin Gordon digital air fryer,
or a
2019 Cadillac
for sale. Just call up 424-2600 on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Describe your item and wait for the calls to roll in. It's your on-air
bulletin board. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.